2 Timothy chapter 2 and verses 8 to 13 on page 1130. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and beginning at verse 8. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel, for which I'm suffering, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But God's word is not chained. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Here's a trustworthy saying: if we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we disown him, he will also disown us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Every so often, probably most of us have those moments when we think we meet up with a friend for a drink and think, oh yes, you've done rather well in life. Just things that they say, you just think, yep, you're motoring when it comes to life. I was having a drink with a friend last week who was in exactly in that situation. I realised I'd gone not very far compared with him. He was about my age and he said, you know, Jeremy, he said, I'll never have to worry about money ever again. I said, oh, that's very, very encouraging, isn't it? He said, yes, he said. I just now have so much that there will never be a problem ever again. I felt a moment of envy, but quickly suppressed that as a Christian. I said, I'm so thrilled for you. He said, of course, he said, I sometimes feel I ought to be generous. Ah, I said. But I realised that if I was as generous as I occasionally want to be, I might have to worry about money again. I thought, well, that would be awful, wouldn't it? Thinking, that's what most of us have to do most of the time, really, isn't it? He said, it's very relieving. I said, yes, I can imagine that. And anyway, I bought another drink for him as I looked at my glass and realised he wasn't going to offer either for himself or me. I bought the first, I expect him to buy the second. But that's why he'll never have to worry about money ever again. Everything was sorted for him. I was thrilled for him by the following morning. There was such a confidence in him. And we see in a different sort of way a similar total confidence in the Apostle Paul in these verses. The difference is that Paul was confident in Jesus Christ, even though things were pretty grim for him at that particular moment. With him, even when things were not great, his faith was rock steady. He's totally honest, of course, as he always is about what life was like. We could see that in verse 9. I'm suffering, he says. I'm chained, and I'm being treated like a terrorist. It's translated criminal here. The only other time it's used is at the two thieves on the cross, either side of Jesus, the terrorists who've been caught up in an insurrection. He was suffering, he was humiliated, and he was misjudged and knew that there wasn't much time left for him to live. But he was absolutely confident in his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We see that in verse 8. He says, remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. And it's as if he's saying to Timothy, if he's conquered death, he can do anything. There is nothing more difficult for a human being than conquering death. And Paul is saying to Timothy, Jesus can change situations. Those impossible situations we pray about, frankly, without much conviction. Those situations we've almost given up praying about at all and only do occasionally. Remember Jesus Christ. risen from the dead, he says to Timothy. If he's been raised, there's nothing too difficult for him. Then he describes him as descended from David. Well, that's all very interesting, you and I might think, a piece of additional historical information for us. But for Paul and Timothy, it would have had great significance. For centuries, God's people, the Jewish people, had waited for the Messiah to come. And in Jesus, he'd come, descended from David. Paul wanted Timothy to know that the God they worshipped in Jesus was one who always fulfilled his promises. His timing might not be theirs, not be ours, might be very different from what we wanted, but he would always fulfill his promises. Elsewhere in the letter, Paul gives an example of how Jesus had done exactly that. Paul was rock steady in his faith while facing the most difficult situation because he remembered Jesus, risen from the dead, descended from David. And then he goes on to how Timothy and us should respond to that. And there are four practical tips contained in verses 11 and 13, which are meant to encourage us because we can do them. He says, first of all, if we died with him, we'll also live with him. He says, if you want to enjoy more and more life to the full, he says, allow his agenda to become yours. Die to our own agendas and say, Jesus, I want to know what you want, and I'm going to do my best to surrender what I might want to what you want me to do. He says, if we endure, we'll also reign with him. Endurance is quite a hard word to translate here, but what it means is sometimes life will be such that we're in survival mode. And we know we're making no progress as believers. We're not maturing, we're not stepping out in faith, we're not doing amazing things, we're just holding on. And Jesus says, if you do that, you'll reign with me. He said, it's all right at times just to survive. That is sometimes all we can do. We're making no progress, we're standing still, but that's all right, says Jesus. I understand. He says, if we disown him, he'll also disown us. Of course, there he's dealing with the false guilt that can so often grip us when we just get things wrong. It's not like Peter denying him. It's not like the disciples running away and pretending not to know him. We've all denied Jesus, either when we're put on the spot and embarrassed or when we don't want to make a stand. It's not what he's talking about here. He's talking about that cool intellectual choice to turn our back on Jesus forever. And Paul is saying Jesus won't force himself on us. But we can often be gripped by a false guilt because we've made the mistakes or done the things that actually Jesus expects us to do because we're human. And finally, he says, if we're faithless, he remains faithful. He's saying it's not just down to you, Timothy. If it was, you crash and burn. But Jesus expects us to rely on him. Paul is so liberating, isn't he? He doesn't just tell us to remember Jesus, risen from the dead, descended from David. He gives us the practical steps there. Surrender your agenda. acknowledge that sometimes we're in survival mode. Don't get gripped by false guilt. And rely on him and not just on ourselves.